What is the language of light? Communication. It is the language of the universe. A language that is not confined and restricted in limitations of words. It is color, sound, tones, vibration, frequency, movement, music, light, and feelings. It is the radiance personified in the glory of who we are. This language is all-encumbering, all-directional, all-dimensional, multi-leveled, and multi-layered. It is instantaneous and totally comprehensible all in an instant. It has no boundaries or limitations. It is the language of the angels and higher realms of the universes and galaxies. It cannot be distorted or misrepresented. It is honorable and stands on its own integrity. It is the voice of home, the voice of God as the all that is. The blank or void is the expression of the language, indicating that it is formless. It is emptiness, the center of all in all. Why is this language being presented to me right now? The language of light is a gateway, an opening to other dimensions. It is the bridge to which you are seeking your enlightenment. It will provide direct communication and travel processes back and forth into other dimensions, particularly those of Lemuria and Atlantis, which is very much a part of your present consciousness levels of communication at this time in your life. But it is not limited to there or anywhere. The work in these areas are not yet complete. Why else would you be asked to revisit and transmute the energies that created so much confusion and mistrust in those times of upheaval and displacement? The energies of these areas of Atlantis and Lemuria and many others, like Mesopotamia, are required to complete their transformational processes before the overall consciousness of the planet can move into the higher realms of the next dimensional shift. When you become aware of the language of light and how it is used to communicate, then it provides an important key in the transformational process of ascension. You will see through God's eyes and hear with God's ears. The language is processed through feelings that in turn allow the conscious mind to unite with pure consciousness or God beyond your perceived separation. By processing this language, and you all know how to do this, you will discover many aspects of yourself that you are presently unaware of. You can remember by simply using your feelings and quieting your active minds. Be still and know that you are, I am, God. Symbols are another form of this sacred voice of communication. You remember symbols because they are written into your DNA coding. They are very powerful and can assist in the transmutation of energies through their invocation. Symbols can transport one between other dimensions and realities. Combinations of symbols can be extremely omnipotent. They can, of course, be both constructive and destructive, depending on the activational intent of the user. Energy is neither positive or negative. Pure consciousness is neither positive or negative, so has no vested interest in the outcome. It is only the user who does this. As you are programmed with symbols within your DNA, once you see them again with your mind's eye, you instantly recognize their importance for you. You may or may not understand their power or meaning, yet be aware and recognize that their truth shall be felt intuitively through your feelings. Generally, the symbols that mean most to you, you will keep on seeing, such as 1111, for example, or you will use constantly on your journey. Don't take symbols lightly, for they have the potential to change realities. The creation of this world and all worlds come from sacred geometrical designs. In humanity's case, it is the flower of life blueprint. Your process of thinking will recall and potentially alter the process of activation. Remember this, your higher consciousness can only bring in the more powerful symbols as you recognize your worth and give permission for it to do so. An example of traveling interdimensionally through the use of symbols is the TV series Stargate SG-1, metaphorically speaking, of course. Not so much for the technology, although the technology is also a reality in other universes. It is more the use of sequential programming that breaks down barriers and removes the separations of time and space from one's reality. The principles are the same within all of God's universal laws. The use and formats are different. Hieroglyphs in ancient times is a form of this language of light, limited only by the interpretation thereof. I shall repeat this. Symbols are only as powerful and responsive as to the power, responsiveness, centeredness, and stability of the user. Clear and focused thought forms will create precision and accuracy of the intention. Symbols of light are sacred items and must at all times, to attain their potentials, be honored and respected. The same can be said about the language. This information will not become clear and potent until the vessel of the human activator is empty and filled with the sacredness of that place we call divine love, wisdom, power, and peace. The language is now available to assist you in the transmutation of old thinking into new, by way of pockets or packets of consciousness that stand by awaiting your desire to tap into these higher levels of awareness. It is there to be used to find the center of emptiness. A point of awareness. You are now moving into energy fields that are more creative and responsive than ever before known on this planet. The responsibility has been entrusted to you by you, and only you can decide when you are ready to step into this grandness of God's individualized expression awaiting you. Once you do, you will see sights never before seen here, have feelings never before experienced in the realms of human consciousness, and attain what once was considered the impossible dream, that of ascension while holding on to the human body. The human angel is beginning its final stages of manifestation on the planet now. Individuals have done this before, but only very few indeed. Now the potential is for all human beings to attain this for themselves, a whole planetary system at once. Feel the glory of such a feat. Feel the power and fullness of what this represents. Congratulations. This is what it is like to feel empty. Full, isn't it? Smiling within your love. Wow, reading this again shows me just how aligned this very communique, written back in 2011 sometime, is all part of the unfoldment of the Elemental Grace Alliance discourses, albeit part of my own thought processes to get a full grasp on what is transpiring around me in this now moment. Regarding the Adam Kadmon reference, when I was in South Africa in December 2007, I received this packet of the language of light in the form of a star code came to me and is described in a written form of this language explaining the image meaning. Here is the very first star code with my notes back then. See page 160 of the ebook. Translation of the language of light. This particular star code, I believe, was for me personally to pay attention to, as the translation does imply and apply to some of my past experiences and messages received. I also believe that it is for others to use in accordance with their own evolutionary plan. First language script, the new Adam Kadmon framework for humanity. Second language script, language of light was scripted for half a page. It translates, as well as you can, you will begin to discern those subtle bodies which are indwelling inside of you now. For even as this image now appears to be outside of yourself, it also appears within you, or else it would not now be. So, we allude to the horizontal axis of this drawing, which divides forth those universes of the God mind into segmentations, much as a beehive makes separate houses, wherein to store those honey nectars. Sweet, is it not? This drawing is a correction to the framework of the new Adam Kadmon, for as the new age comes forth, the man-woman shall be made new as well. Imagine, if you will, if you were to draw forth an image of your partnership with the divine, the simplest of structures must prevail, and yet there has always been a star map to coincide with the evolution of mankind as you progress from star field to star field, where you connect the dots with those lines of lay which you shall consciously walk. Indigenous elders have humbly and consistently held these ley lines along with your beloved cetaceans. Look then again at this first symbol to see where it is which time travelers follow. I am complete as man-woman, now combined in clear consciousness upon earth, to bring forth as if in story the marriage of spirit through Yeshua Magdalene. They represent your conscious journey to ignite this fire within you. This symbol begins then with the new Adamic seed. This first journey you take unto the first field, given unto you the birth of your new self forth unto that star field of Andromeda, it comes forth, then progresses you into the next field, which you skywalk. The three-pointer stars you have left behind may be used for triangulation, should you begin to messenger via other influences. These will guide you back into the body, as if breadcrumbing to find your way home. These three smaller star points of origin will always be visible to you. The second field you have walked arrives you at that star field within Andromeda as Alcyone. They are of your Pleiadian knowingness, as the teacher in you will need familiar reference points. Line drawn from last point to the vertical line drawn for that dot to above. The upright juncture of the upward thrust is an indication that you are advancing into yet another field inside the Galactic Command. This is not an artificial galaxy and will always feel familiar. It is as the body may feel to teeter in its influences of arriving into these differences. This upward arm of your lay walk arrives you into the Galactic Command Post of the Melchizedek Priesthoods. It is upon your arrival there that you are held in conference for the purity of your intentions, to hold forth and carry your cord of light unto the new starseed children, who are here on planet Earth and will actually be your guides to transfer your old Earth energies into and for the new Adam Kadmon, Earth of Star. Drawing of next arm of symbol, and now your trajectory is as if in a shooting star, for it skyrockets you into an unfamiliar domain. Please keep in mind that these are brand new coordinates not walked heretofore by any indigenous elder, nor any being who had come directly out of your Earth density of the third dimension. Hold in constancy within your body imagery as it draws itself within in this configuration. This new point at which you have arrived is that point in the heavens on which all of you have sought guidance for direction. You have called it the North Star. As you look into the current symbol unfinished, you will view your own horizontal axis as you recline. Now you are looking up into the three-pointer triangulation stars left visible for your guidance. As you begin to feel them as well as to see them with the outer vision, you are within the vibrational field which supports you upon this new discovery base. You may proceed from this point in space not covered by a constellation, yet being a point in space, so that you will feel a sense of accomplishment beyond these old perimeters. This exercise of new beliefs is not unlike what you term the rope's course. It is dependent upon trust. The next leg of the symbol was drawn and now passing this place of passeth not, before you are catapulted as if upon out of a gun shooting, you become this shooting star fielding of your own dream forward. As if you did not need the allegory of these fields, it is the way of Andromeda to defend you at each point to cleanse those waters of your soul, as if it were without further nourishment. And yet you cannot look back to the way you were. You cannot continue in this old vibrational field once you have gone past these boundaries of the command ship. It is still that the Pleiadian begins as you did to draw this ley line without moving the pen from the paper, as you have quickly sensed to do. Notice that you only needed to lift the pen to add the three sister star points, an addition that prevails upon you. Only as you need them, and yet one does need to interrupt the flow of drawing these symbols when placing them. One could begin to by placing them ahead of time for remembrance. These symbols represent your own cosmology. You may call this first image Journey to Freedom, for it catapults you beyond all previous patterns of beliefs. Catch a falling star indeed. Note, please, that these trajectories are unaided by another walking before or behind you, Peter. The wise teacher protects his or her student by being beside her or him as these baby steps are given. This is not simple geometry. There is nothing to prove. There is only to trust that your star field will guide you, that you have traced this image upon paper so many times that all heaven awaits the field of light which will guide you. It is as if, as you walk your own steps, light up to show you the way. Fear not. We are inside you and we are going home. Rather, we are taking home with us as well. Love and Light, Jesus Magdalene. Translation by my dear sister, Peggy Watson, for me. What are these rings that they speak of? I didn't really know, or at least my logical mind didn't know.